USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A new COVID variant found in Asia. Vietnam's health minister announcing Saturday it has found a variant that's a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Biden saying yesterday we're getting closer to his vaccine goal.
I set an ambitious goal of getting 70% of adult Americans at least one shot by July the 4th. Today, just over a month to go, we're at 62%.
Biden adds, we're not just saving lives, but getting our lives back as America rebounds from the depths of the pandemic. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. But it does not include a national minimum wage of $15 an hour or a ban on using federal funds for most abortions, a ban in effect since 1976 and known as the Hyde Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The defeat of a plan to establish an independent commission to investigate the January riot at the Capitol is democracy's loss. That's what former Republican Senator Thomas Kane says. Kane, the former co-chair of the 9/11 Commission. Kane telling The Guardian some people were scared of what they'd find out. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer seems to agree.
But out of fear or fealty to Donald Trump, the Republican minority just prevented the American people from getting the full truth about January 6th. The Republican minority just prevented the Senate from even debating the bill.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. Democrats may form a commission themselves, though. CNN reporting Friday a number of House Democrats believe Speaker Nancy Pelosi will form her own committee to investigate the riot. Doing so would only require a majority of the Democratic-led House. Law enforcement bracing for a tense weekend in Oklahoma. Several events planned to mark 100 years since the Tulsa race massacre. Homeland Security warning white supremacist groups may target the events. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An illegal immigrant convicted of murder. Wendy King has more.
An Iowa jury found Mexican national Christian Rivera guilty of first-degree murder in the 2018 slaying of a college student, Molly Tibbetts. The jury delivered its verdict after less than 8 hours of deliberations. Tibbetts, 20, disappeared while running near her home in Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators found Tibbetts' blood in the trunk of his car. Prosecutors said Rivera killed Tibbetts because she rejected his romantic advances. Rivera faces life in prison without the possibility of parole at his July 15th sentence hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A federal government official seems open to a COVID vaccine passport. Tim Berg has more.
The debate over vaccine passports is being ramped up a notch. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas causing a stir when he talked about the topic on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all and that no one is disenfranchised. And so we're taking a very close look at that.
A DHS spokesman later clarified that there won't be a federal mandate for a single vaccination credential. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.